Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 73 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. A free youth movie night will happen Saturday at Moorhead City Park. Meanwhile, the vaccinated can attend free concerts in Georgetown this month. A new study shows the pandemic may have long-term impact on mental health. New COVID-19 cases are the lowest in a year in the Commonwealth. A new anti-violence initiative has been launched in Louisville. In sports, the Moorhead State's men's basketball team has named a new associate head coach. A 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 61 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Mountain Haven Safe Place is hosting a youth movie night at the City Park in Moorhead on June 5th. The showing of The Wizard of Oz is open to all youth in Rowan County, and the goal is for everything to be free. Teresa Foreman is the program manager at Mountain Haven. She says providing positive experiences for youth provides protective factors from the kind of events leading to a child needing immediate safe placement. COVID has caused a lot of stress for people, and giving kids a sense of normalcy is important.
Something like this, where going to the movies is normal, going and having a good time is normal, and being able to be with other youth or other people instead of being isolated at home, definitely helps with those protective factors.
There will be bouncy houses, cornhole, snacks, and giveaways. To donate or volunteer, check the Mountain Haven Rowan Safe Place Facebook page. A series of free concerts will be held this month in Georgetown, but will only be open to individuals who have been vaccinated for COVID-19. A 500-seat tent has been set up at Car Dome in Georgetown, and the concerts will be free of charge with no need for masks or social distancing. Organizer Michael Jonathan says the musicians participating are eager to be back on stage without limitations.
This is a way to do something that feels normal, the safest way possible at the time that we're in. There's plenty of other events coming up where folks of both inclinations, vaccinated or not, are all going to be able to participate. So this is just for those that are inclined to think this process works. And it's going to be an amazing month.
Jonathan says unvaccinated individuals who would like to attend the free concerts will have the opportunity to be vaccinated at the event. A list of artists and reservations are available at trubashow.com. Activists in Louisville launched an anti-violence initiative focusing on curbing the city's climbing homicide rate through the power of positive music. The arts and activism organization hosted the Love All, Serve All in Unity Positive Hip Hop Music Festival. Jabril Israel, the organization's founder, tells Wave 3 his new initiative's aims to combat rising violent crime by impacting the youth in Louisville.
So we're seeing all this havoc. The youth don't want to listen to us, so we feel it imperative. And so we use creative writing to get them to do a lot of introspection, self-work, and get the youth and their voice to save the community.
The event, sponsored in part by Signature Health and the Kentucky Alliance Against Racist and Political Oppression, featured multiple vendors, a job fair, and more than 20 musical performances. The health impacts of the pandemic go beyond death and illness. In a recent Kaiser Family Foundation survey, about 1 in 3 adults reported symptoms of anxiety or depression. Cincinnati-based clinical psychologist Dr. Ashley Solomon says some research suggests mental health impacts of the past year could linger for the next decade. But she adds that most mental health conditions are treatable with the right resources, which often involve therapy, medication, or a combination of both.
There's really very little to lose in seeking out treatment, and it can make such a substantive difference in the way that you feel, your quality of life, relationships, how you're performing in work or school. There are good resources out there that can really make a big difference.
She says affordability and access to mental health care are still a challenge for some people with and without private insurance. However, local county boards of mental health offer resources, and the national nonprofit Open Path Collective helps connect patients with providers who offer low-fee services on a sliding scale. New cases of COVID-19 in Kentucky are at their lowest since last summer. At this point last year, state data shows 7-day average was more than 220 cases. Fast forward through 12 months of hardship, cases are beginning to drop down again to a similar level. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells WKYT the difference this year is that cases are going down as vaccinations go up, even if the pace inevitably has slowed.
If you are vaccinated, you are protected, and you can enjoy your Memorial Day. If you are not vaccinated, our guidance has not changed for you. You remain at risk of infection. You still need to mask and take other precautions.
In part, cases lowering has allowed residents to feel safe and comfortable enough to attend more public events. As people have easier access to COVID-19 vaccines, the debate about whether businesses can require vaccination from employees and patrons continues to heat up. Hildegard House provides a home and care for people at the end of life who have no home or loved ones to care for them. They decided to have a vaccination mandate because what they do is so personal. Karen Cassidy is the executive director of Hildegard House. She tells Wave 3 News volunteers also have to be vaccinated.
Some people say, well, getting a vaccine is really a personal decision. And at Hildegard House, we're kind of modeling what it's like when you look out for the common good. You look out for other people besides yourself.
Cassidy says the mandate has caused some of the employees to leave. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
A new superintendent for Fayette County Public Schools could be chosen as early as this week. Last night, five finalist candidates were on hand for an in-person meet and greet, traveling from as far away as Texas and Nevada. Candidate Dr. Melvin Brown, a superintendent in Ohio, says the process was both exhausting and exhilarating.
I've been so impressed by the numbers of people who are engaged in these conversations who obviously care very deeply about the district. You don't see that everywhere.
The other candidates included Angela Dominguez and Drs. Demetrius Liggins and Tawana Grover, who were narrowed down from a pool of around 50 applicants. The school board is set to wrap up interviews today with a decision possible within the next few days. Federal student loans are expected to be more expensive for the 21-22 school year, even though rates are still some of the lowest in the past decade. WMKY's Carrie Stambo has more.
The interest rates on U.S. Treasury Department's May sale of 10-year notes and an added congressional margin determine federal student loan rates. Based on this year's May Treasury note sale, interest rates for new undergraduate federal loans are expected to rise just under 1 percentage point, from 2.75% to 3.73%. Graduate and PLUS loans are also expected to rise by just over 1%. Federal student loan rates are fixed throughout the duration of the loans. Currently, under the initial federal COVID-19 relief bill, federal student loan interest rates are at 0% and in forbearance until October. For WMKY News, I'm Carrie Stambo reporting.
CVS is the latest company Kentucky is targeting over its involvement in the state's opioid epidemic. The Commonwealth is taking the pharmacy chain to court, arguing that it helped fuel the state's opioid addiction crisis by bringing in millions of dosage units. Attorney General Daniel Cameron said as both the distributor and pharmacy, CVS was in a unique position to monitor and stop peddling highly addictive drugs. Larry Merlot, who led CVS Health up until February, told CNBC the company did take action in response to the opioid problem, including installing new technology to ensure prescriptions were all coming from licensed prescribers.
So we have done a number of things to be an important part of the solution.
So you guys don't think you're on the hook?
We do not believe that we're on the hook. We will defend vigorously.
CBS is only one of several companies the state continues to pursue legal action against. Senator Mitch McConnell is urging Governor Andy Beshear to end the $300 supplemental federal unemployment benefits to encourage workers to take unfilled jobs. 25 states have decided to end the benefits, which are set to expire in September. The Senate minority leader made the remarks Wednesday at a stop in Shelby, where he visited with business owners who've struggled to hire enough workers.
That makes it not irrational for people to conclude it's just as profitable to stay home as to go back to work. The coronavirus is behind us. We need to get back to work. We need to do things productively.
Governor Andy Beshear has argued the extra cash is helping to fuel Kentucky's economic recovery. Fair Elections Center and Kentucky Equal Justice Center filed a complaint in the Franklin Circuit Court Wednesday, seeking to ensure that all returned citizens who apply for voting right restoration have a fair chance of having those applications considered. The lawsuit, filed on behalf of 67-year-old Kentucky resident Rick Petro and a class of rights restoration applicants, challenges Governor Andy Beshear's non-public policy of invalidating and effectively denying without notice all rights restoration applications completed before he took office on December 10, 2019. In Kentucky, people with past felony convictions can generally apply for the governor to restore their voting rights. But under the policy challenged in the new case, rights restoration applications submitted before December 10, 2019 have no chance of being granted or even considered, and the people who submitted those applications have no way of knowing this. The lawsuit seeks to ensure that people who submitted rights restoration applications during previous administrations still have a fair chance of having their applications considered and decided upon, no matter the decision. People who applied for voting rights restorations before December 2019 can contact the Kentucky Equal Justice Center. And taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, Jonathan Maddox has been elevated to associate head coach for the Morehead State men's basketball team. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has more.
The longest tenured assistant coach for the program, Maddox is the new associate head coach alongside Preston Spradlin. He helped the program win their first Ohio Valley Conference Tournament Championship in 10 years and assisted in leading the Eagles to the NCAA tournament with a 23-8 record this season. While Maddox has been a member of the MSU staff, the program has put together three 20-win seasons. Maddox was a graduate manager at MSU from 2013 to 2015 and a director of operations from 2015 to 2016. Maddox officially took on the interim assistant coaching position in December of 2016. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy skies in the morning, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear, a low around 58. Saturday, sunny, a high near 85. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 60 degrees. Sunday, sunny with a high near 88. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Wiley Tanner, Shamari Mosley, Cassidy Stearman, Jonathan Burton, Ethan Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.